What did your mother wear over her clothes when you worked in the kitchen?
Apron.
Sure, okay. Okay, when you were going outside in the wintertime, what did you put on?
Overcoat.
Okay, under that?
You mean under clothes or over, out?
Well, under the, under your overcoat.
Well, you wore in the wintertime, you wore union suits.
Uh-huh.
That was just one piece suit. You had long sleeves, long legs onto your ankle. And it buttoned up the front. And then so you put your other clothes on top of it.
I see.
Like overalls or whatever you...
Okay, overalls. Or another, did you call them overalls?
Oh, yeah.
For work clothes. If you were dressing up, what would you wear?
Back in, we wore knee pants. Short pants was coat.
When you were young?
Yeah.
Okay, what did the grown men wear?
They wore pants just like you do now with coats, called a suit.
Okay, did they wear anything between the coat and their shirts that was sleeveless?
Vest.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're talking about your mother boiling clothes? Did she boil them or did the water ever get that hot?
Oh, sure.
Was there any problem with them drying up?
No, not back then because they didn't have all this different. Most all of it was cotton, you mm-hmm. see. You didn't have this nylon and all such as that. But we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to boil that clothes in a black pot. Well, when you boil them, you take them out, put them in a cold water. Then you take the rub board and rubbed them. Then you put them over in another tub and rinsed them. So you had, it went through three different waters before it was ready to hang out.
And they would have been rinsed well by the time they gone to the third tab?
Oh, you had to take a hand and rinse them just like you was washing them.
Oh.
You couldn't just put them in there and shove them up down. You had to do them like that and let this part go on until you get all the way down. See if it's pair of overalls or anything like that.
Did your mother do all of that?
Sure. By hand. Taking all day. There's one day a week is called the wash day. She had to wash.
All right, what day did she wash on?
Well, mostly on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays?
Then she had a day that she had to iron. So you put an iron on the stove and heat it. You didn't, that's just old flat iron. Then she had a ironing board, as they call it. And what it was, wasn't nothing but a plank, would just put cloth on top of it. Then she'd iron it, you see.
Did you have a special day to iron then?
Yeah, she mostly ironed on Thursdays.
And did you have a special day to bake?
Oh, no, she had to cook, bake every day.
Every day.
A lot of times she baked on Saturday for Sunday, like she wanted to bake a cake, a whole lot of pies, or different things like that.
Uh-huh.
She baked them on Saturdays.
I was just wondering with bread, I think that you wouldn't want to bake that all one day. That's what I was asking. Okay. If you were really getting dressed up to go out someplace, especially a woman, did she have any special term for saying what she was doing? Did she say she was getting dressed up, or what did she say?
Oh, she'd get dressed up, yeah. She's putting on what you call a Sunday go-to-meeting clothes.
Oh, okay. And that was...
The best clothes you had.
Best clothes you had.
Yeah. Just like you was going to meeting, Sunday go-to-meeting clothes, what you call them. That's when you dress up.